USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department said that it's dropping the criminal case against President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, abandoning the prosecution that became a rallying cry for the president and his supporters in attacking the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. The action was a stunning reversal for one of the signature cases brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. The action was swiftly embraced by President Trump, who declared of Flynn he was an innocent man. He also accused Obama administration officials of targeting Flynn and said that I hope a big price is going to be paid. The department said it had concluded that Flynn's interview by the FBI was untethered to and unjustified by the FBI's counterintelligence investigation and that the interview was conducted without any legitimate basis. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Indianapolis police faced protests after officers fatally shot two men and killed a pregnant pedestrian just hours apart. Police did not have body camera or dash camera footage of either shooting, but they said both men exchanged gunfire with officers. The pregnant woman was walking along an expressway ramp when an officer driving to work struck her with his vehicle. Protesters converged on the first shooting scene and gathered at the city council building in downtown Indianapolis. Many wore face masks aimed at reducing the spread of the coronavirus and shouted, "No justice, no peace." Neiman Marcus has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, the first department store chain and second major retailer to be toppled by coronavirus. The move by the 112-year-old storied luxury department store chain was announced and follows the bankruptcy filing of J. Crew earlier in the week. Experts believe there will be many more to come as businesses start to reopen. Like all other non-essential retailers, Neiman Marcus temporarily closed its stores in mid-March. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A strike by a number of essential workers in the Windy City has been averted, and we'll hear more about that story from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area and around the state of Illinois were going to be going on strike, but staffers at dozens of facilities avoided the stoppage by reaching a tentative agreement with nursing home owners for a two-year deal. The deal would provide them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
During a time when Americans may be turning to prayer more than ever, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump honored the National Day of Prayer in the Rose Garden. The annual observance, first marked by President Harry Truman in 1952, exists to mobilize unified public prayer for America.
We pray for the doctors, the nurses, and first responders waging war against the invisible enemy. We pray for the scientists and researchers, pioneer treatments, that they find therapies and vaccines, and that they find them soon. We pray for the frontline workers keeping our nation fed, nourished, and safe and secure. May God watch over them all.
With many churches closed during the pandemic, this National Day of Prayer comes as many Americans are forced to worship within their own homes. As states continue to end their stay-at-home orders, keep it right here for all the details. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.